Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1. Proverbs 13, verse 1. A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. From the fruit of his mouth a man eats what is good, but the desire of the treacherous is for violence. Whoever guards his mouth preserves life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. The righteous hates falsehood, but the wicked brings shame and disgrace. Righteousness guards him whose way is blameless, but sin overthrows the wicked. One pretends to be rich, yet has nothing. Another pretends to be poor, yet has great wealth. The ransom of a man's life is his wealth, but a poor man hears no threat. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. By insolence comes nothing but strife, but with those who take advice is wisdom. Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded. The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. Good sense wins favor, but the way of the treacherous is their ruin. Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool flaunts his folly. A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Poverty and disgrace come to him who ignores instruction, but whoever heeds reproof is honored. A desire fulfilled is sweet to the soul, but to turn away from evil is an abomination to fools. Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Disaster pursues sinners, but the righteous are rewarded with good. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. The fallow ground of the poor would yield much food, but it is swept away through injustice. Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. The righteous has enough to satisfy his appetite, but the belly of the wicked suffers want. Chapter 14. The wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. Whoever walks in uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is devious in his ways despises him. The mouth of a fool comes a rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where there are no oxen, the manger is clean, but abundant crops come by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness breathes out lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom in vain, but knowledge is easy for a man of understanding. Leave the presence of a fool, for there you do not meet words of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to discern his way, but the folly of fools is deceiving. Fools mock at the guilt offering, but the upright enjoy acceptance. The heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger shares its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Even in laughter the heart may ache, and the end of joy may be grief. The backslider in heart will be filled with the fruit of his ways, and a good man will be filled with the fruit of his ways. The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. A man of quick temper acts foolishly, and a man of evil devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow down before the good, the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is disliked even by his neighbor, but the rich has many friends. Whoever despises his neighbor is a sinner, but blessed is he who is generous to the poor. Do they not go astray who devise evil? Those who devise good meet steadfast love and faithfulness. In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their wealth, but the folly of fools brings folly. A truthful witness saves lives, but one who breathes out lies is deceitful. In the fear of the Lord one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death. In a multitude of people is the glory of a king, but without people a prince is ruined. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. A tranquil heart gives life to the flesh, but envy makes the bones rot. Whoever oppresses a poor man insults his maker, but he who is generous to the needy honors him. The wicked is overthrown through his evil doing, but the righteous finds refuge in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of a man of understanding, but it makes itself known even in the midst of fools. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. A servant who deals wisely has the king's favor, but his wrath falls on those who act shamefully. These two chapters this morning both encompass this idea of you have a choice in life. You have a choice to follow your own devices, to ignore wisdom, and that's going to produce a tumultuous life full of pain and never turning out the way that you hope or want. Or you could embrace wisdom and godliness and righteousness. And while you may not have every success that the world looks at, you will be well off. And you have quite a variety of things that are addressed within these chapters. Starting off with, the wise son hearing his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke. Part of wisdom is listening to the rebuke, listening to the correction. He goes into speech. He goes into what we crave and whether we're diligent about producing for our everyday life. Guarding our own way. Those that pretend to be rich but don't have anything, yet another pretends to be poor yet has great wealth. You have humility. You have prudence. You have planning for tomorrow, even though we realize that we are but sojourners in this world, there still is an amount of planning that we have to do in order to provide for our families. Chapter 14 starts off with the wisest of women builds her house, but folly with her own hands tears it down. Do we want to be a builder, or do we want to be one who tears down? By the mouth of a fool comes a rod for his back, producing his own set of troubles. We're familiar with verse 12. There's a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. If we ignore the wisdom of God and follow our own ways, then it's not going to go well for us, especially regarding our spiritual destiny. A man of quick temper acts foolishly. A man of evil devices is hated. Self-control, discipline. In all toil there is profit, but mere talk tends only to poverty. We need to be people of action and not just talk. In the fear of the Lord one has strong confidence. His children will have a refuge. God is his rock and his salvation. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Thinking of that verse, it sure feels today like our nation does not have the ability to blush, to be ashamed of anything. Lots of good verses. Pick out a few of your own that you need to think about and consider, and perhaps even jot them down to remind you throughout the day. And think on these things, this wisdom that God has shared with us, that we might understand this contrast between the way of folly and the way of the wise. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.